The best way I can describe the second date today is this. Imagine you go for a job interview and you're really super qualified, like overqualified for the job. Like you shouldn't even really be interviewing for it. Like they'd be a fool not to hire you. And then they don't call you back for a second interview and you're like, what? How could I possibly not get a call back? This is ridiculous. And then you're like, what did I do wrong? I have all the qualifications. Why is that job blowing me off? That's ridiculous. I should be the one to go, no, thank you. I don't want to work there. I got a better, higher paying job. Well, that's what happened to Kate. She met a guy. She didn't really like him very much, but now he's not calling her back, so she just wants to get him on the phone and find out why. As a matter of fact, she doesn't even want to get him on the phone. Her friends pressured her into doing a second date update. Is that a pretty accurate way to describe it, Kate?
That's exactly it. I'm kind of curious, but my friends are really curious. Oh,
do you feel, I mean, you guys kind of sound like the cool girls club picking on the dorky kid in high school right now. You realize that.
We're not picking on him. We just want to know what's his deal. Why is he not calling me back?
Yeah, I'm so confused too. You know, after talking to you for a few seconds, I wanted to call you for a date, you know? So we'll dial the phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
All right. Thanks,
all right,
guys.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Chris.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
What?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
I'm sorry, why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because we recently got an email from one of our listeners. They asked if we could get a hold of you.
Why would someone email you about me?
Because I guess you're a pretty fabulous dude and they'd love to see you again.
Are you guys messing with me? What is this?
No. One of our listeners sent us an email and asked to get a hold of you because you guys went out on a date and then you didn't call her after the date. So she's wondering why, like if she did something wrong.
I mean, the only date I've been on in the past month was with this girl named Kate. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
Well, is it or isn't it?
It is, actually. Yeah, Kate wanted us to get a hold of you.
Wait, are you serious?
I am 100% serious. Kate emailed us and is wondering why you haven't called her after you guys met up.
That's awesome. Okay.
awesome in a good way or awesome in like a...
Not
that's
a
awesome.
Great way.
Okay.
No, that was... I gotta tell you, hands down, that was definitely the best date I've ever had.
Really?
What? Oh, no.
Yeah.
The best date you've ever had, but you haven't called her. So usually I follow that up by calling the person or texting them and asking them out again. Why haven't you done that?
No, I did. I sent her a message on OkCupid.
Oh, you did?
On the dating website.
Yeah.
Okay.
She had just opened the email. She'd know that I was working on something, you know?
Okay. So is that what you want me to tell her then? You're busy with work and you'll get back to her when?
Well, as soon as I'm finished, I think it's going to take a few more days. I'm not sure. I mean, I would rather talk to her myself, but...
So you just, like, you're working all night long because your job is that demanding or something?
No, it's not. I just think that I want to finish something, you know, that's a really nice gesture before I reach out to her.
A nice gesture?
What do you mean?
Like some pics? Like a photo shoot or something?
Yes, no.
It takes all day? Multiple days to get one of those right?
What kind of gesture are you talking about?
I'm talking, this is going to sound corny, I've been writing a short story about our date.
You've been what? Wait, what did you say?
I've been writing a short story about our date.
A short story?
That you're going to have her read or you're going to try to publish?
No, I just really want to, you know, like get it out of my heart, you know, and show her what I really feel.
Oh,
is it a book or?
No, it's a short story. You know, it might be a short film. You know, I might write it into a screenplay one day.
What's it about?
Wow. It's about our first date.
What was so great about your first date that it inspired you to write a story?
Well, if you don't mind, I can just tell you a little bit about it right now, like the rundown of the plot.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, it's about, like, obviously, boy meets girl, against all odds, sort of love story. You know, on one side, you've got, like, this guy, you know, he's a college-educated, driven, you know, he's funny, people like him, you know, he's charismatic.
And that's the you character, obviously.
Obviously, that's me.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
And on the other side, you know, you have the girl, you know, this beautiful, beautiful mess, you know, that's...
Beautiful mess.
Oh, no. She just kind of looks like, if I'm going to be honest, like she's been around the block.
Okay.
What does that even mean? How does a woman look like that?
It's against all odds, you know? It's like two sides of the track. Like two opposite faces of a coin. Like,
right.
How much more different can someone be?
So you're saying that you are a very successful, smart man, and she's just a mess who's been around.
She sounds like a hooker from the way you're describing her.
A beautiful hooker.
Like it's Pretty Woman all over again.
I mean, I guess it does have, you know, like shades of Pretty Woman, you know? But like, the good parts only. But, you know, I do have a title, a working title.
Really? What is it?
Dirty Girl.
Dirty Girl. This is the romantic gesture that you've been planning on giving her.
Yes, absolutely.
What? Do you think that calling her basically like just a wreck and comparing her to a prostitute like in Pretty Woman and calling it Dirty Girl is going to be a good thing?
Okay, I didn't say Pretty Woman. You guys said Pretty Woman, all right? I said shades of Pretty Woman.
Got it.
And she's not a prostitute. She's a girl that's lost her way. Mm. You know, a guy comes into her life and, you know, he saves her. And I'm really glad you guys reached out to me because, you know, I wasn't sure if she was going to get back to me or if I should reach out to her. Yeah.
Well, you actually kind of have reached out to her.
Yeah, I've been listening the whole time.
What? Wait, Kate, is that really you? Hey.
Are you delusional? Were we even on the same date?
What's the matter?
What? Do you really not understand what the problem is? Were you not listening to what you were saying out loud?
Of course I was. What, you didn't like it?
Oh, my God. You really thought that I would like what you wrote?
Yeah. Has anyone ever written a romantic novel for you before?
Not one where I end up being a prostitute, a dumb prostitute, and the guy is some college-educated
smartass. I never said dumb prostitute. I never said dumb prostitute.
That is true. We made the prostitute comparison with Pretty Woman, but that's what it kind of sounded like to us.
Thank you.
I am just shocked that this is happening. I am so out of your league, by the way. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, of course you are, and that's why this story's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sure you've been with plenty of men, and you know what? I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that.
You're not helping your case, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Kate, you've got to see at some point. I mean, he is romantic at heart. He's a little naive and doesn't exactly know how to talk to women, but it's a little sweet.
I am just so offended right now. I don't know what to do. No one has ever talked to me like that before. No one has ever said those things to me before.
I think what you have to do is go out on another date with him. Chris, would you like a second date with Kate? We will pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No second date. That's not happening.
But Kate, you're the one that wanted us to call him in the first place.
Yeah,
so this could be a successful second date for you.
I don't want to give him any more material for his novel about me being a dumb prostitute, so no way.
Listen, I just need you to read this story, okay? I think if you read it, everything will be explained and you'll understand everything.
Chris, I'm sorry, man. I don't think Kate is going to see your point of view on this one.
Kate, I want you to know that no matter what happens today, you will always be my dirty girl.
Lovelier words have never been spoken, have they, Kate?